Well, I have made it to the airport and slightly laughing at myself, at my travel naivety. As I was coming along on the bus, I started thinking about how I knew I would be there, only to look out of the window and see two large planes and a thistle-like control tower, and just smile to myself that, oh, yeah, this must be the airport then. Making my way into the airport itself. I've been to airports a couple of times, but not very many, and usually escorted through very quickly. I've flown three times in my life. The first ever time was from the UK to Perth, Australia. And on that occasion, being with a theatre company, the stage set and the props had to go on the flight as well. So we were kind of escorted through some strange back doors, and so I never really got to see all of this check-in stuff because all our baggage had been sorted by the National Theatre beforehand, and the chaperones and stuff we were because it was the National Youth Theatre, the Lloyds Bank Theatre Challenge. We were very successful at the National, where we performed on the Olivier, which was fantastic. So the last time I ever performed as an actress was on the Olivier stage doing a monologue, and the show got a standing ovation, and at that point I kind of thought, well, it's all downhill really from here, so I became a stage manager. And then the next time I flew was for the Equity Conference to Belfast. So again, it was an internal flight and to the UK. So I flew using my old passport, which was out of date, but for photos, and using my photo driving licence. And then the last time I flew for BAFTA was from Bristol to Edinburgh. So again, it was an internal flight and I used my driving licence to fly. So this is the first time I've needed to have a passport and really sort of come to an airport on my own. So we've got the sort of departure lounge. It's quite quiet. I imagine it's so big because it would get very busy at peak times. And there's coffee shops, and there's an aviation gift centre. And then as you walk down, there's a Ryanair check-in department. I'm flying Ryanair, and rather worryingly, it's also the direction to the prayer room, which again I found quite comical. There's sort of nice tiles out here. It's pretty ordinary, in the ordinary check-in lounge, and there's photo booths, and there's some sort of banners and a few sort of backdrops of sandy beaches, and it's kind of blue. And then you walk through into Ryanair, and it's concrete floor, blank walls, and a few vending machines. It's proving to be an interesting little journey, this. I think I had coffee. I'm mega, mega ahead of time because I didn't know how long it would take to get here. So, yeah, my flight doesn't go until 5:30, and I've kind of left 30 minutes to just walk from check-in to different places, and I got on a bus an hour before, or I could have done, but I didn't want to hang around, and so I'm going to go and find some Wi-Fi. I found out, suddenly dawned on me about mobile tariffs, because will I get charged? Do they have 3 mobile in Ireland? And great Twitter response from Documentally and Lucy HG, just saying, get charged international. I don't have international on my tariff, so I'm going to have to turn off my 3G reception and turn off my roaming reception, which I didn't realise I had to do. But another little comical moment made me smile. Documentally responded, it's the same as in Spain. to which I had to send back, I've never been to Spain. And then it suddenly hit me that the last time I did fly international, mobile phones hadn't actually been invented. So, yeah, that's how long ago it was. So, yeah, I'm going to go and find some Wi-Fi and do some turning off of mobile stuff. Might as well do it now. But I'm going to turn my Skype on. So I think most people have got me on Skype. If you haven't got me on Skype, DM me and... Oh, I might not be able to access it either. Yeah, but most people have got me on Skype, I think, if we normally talk. If you do want my Skype, I'm not going to put it on my boo, but DM me and I'll send you my Skype. But I'm sure if you search PCM Creative, you'll find something. Okay. That's it for now, boo.